Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
You wanted a guayo, you got a guayo. A guayo's gotta go.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else. It's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer's unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Yeah. 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 One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
You're Jameis at the beginning of that open. Say the phrase, one team, one heartbeat. That's going to be a phrase that we as fans will live by moving forward. As we continue to unite as a fan base and shed the negative pricks on all sides, even on our side, you got to police yourself. We're no bigger fans than anyone else, and they're no bigger fans than us. We're all fans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. One team, one heartbeat. As we unite, as we come together, it's going to be one of the special moments in the franchise's history, as their fans finally rid themselves of the negativity, unite with one purpose and one heartbeat in support of the Bucks and to provide them the dominant home field advantage they deserve moving forward. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish. This is Bucks Uncensored. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast and making it grow so much over the last year since we've partnered with JoeBucksFan.com. It has been phenomenal to see the growth, not just of downloads and people that listen to the podcast, but just the growth of this movement. A tremendously successful party on Friday night. Hundreds of people showed up, packed out Sports Legends for a preseason game. That tells you about the excitement. People came. They were loud. We did chants. We cheered for the starters. And then as I thought, as the starters came out of the game, we just kind of partied with each other the rest of the night. It was a really good way, really great way, phenomenal way, spectacular way to start this season together. And, man, if that's how the regular season away game watch parties are going to be, you do not want to miss those. Just being in a place like that and chanting each player, every time a player makes a play, I mean, it was awesome, man. You could really feel the energy. We got to bring that energy to Raymond James Stadium this year. And, you know, it might start with that preseason game against the Browns to tune it up. If you're going to that game, you know, I'll unveil some of the plans that we have. We can do it that Saturday night, and that'll be kind of our preseason as we head into the regular season as to what our plans are. We got some major announcements coming your way. I'm not really planning on unveiling any of the major announcements yet this week, but we've had some very important people reach out to us that are very interested in what we're doing with the stick carriers. We had a prominent player reach out to us, wanting to partner with his charity. And I'm very excited about the possibilities there. I don't want to go into too much details, but I will be having some conversations with the Buccaneers. And by next week, hopefully we will be unveiling some plans as to how this fan base is going to continue to unite. And it's really going to be a shock, I think, to a lot of the people that continue to try and be negative out there. All I ask is that you just ignore them, mute them, move on, and understand that big things are happening. And it's going to be good for you, for me, and for every other Bucks fan that has wanted this since they were a child. I've wanted this since I was a child. And I'm trying like hell to deliver it for each and every one of us. So just continue to support, come out to the events, and have fun. That's what this is. Anyone that came to the party on Friday night knows that it was all about having fun. I'll usually wait to play some of the Bucks takes, but, I mean, Pat was there. He had a good time. Pat, I mean, what else can you say other than actually doing a Bucks take from a stick carrier kickoff party?
So I'm recording a Bucks take right now. I just met Lou from Port Richey. I just met Outlaw. Now here I am with Christian from Headlines. I seen your badass truck in the parking lot. And I'm standing next to the commish.
Yeah!
I can't wait to hear this Bucks take on the next podcast. Yo, we're here, man. We're here at Legends After Work. Who we got right here?
What up? This is Leon from Clearwater, man.
Leon here, baby. Leon here.
You know what I'm saying?
Who we got?
The Smoking Jays, baby!
Smoking Jays! Yeah. And these boys ain't bullshitting. They smoking right now.
So we go back into this.
What do we go back into?
Oh, shit. I think we're going to speak softly.
And Gary on stick!
Yeah!
Say we can cuss on the podcast.
Oh, we can't cuss on the podcast.
Say it back.
Run it back.
You do it twice?
Yeah, I mean, he's fucking putting it on.
You gonna have any kids? No, there's kids.
All right,
there's kids.
Either way.
So we're gonna speak softly and carry that stick.
Yeah!
Don't edit it.
Okay. Believe it or not, I only had 3 drinks the entire night, so that was just my adrenaline flowing. I mean, big time. Just an awesome, awesome time. Hope everyone had a good time, a great time. And we'll hear some more Bucks takes coming up later in the podcast. The after party was intense over at the La Quinta next door to Sports Legends. I want to talk about the team itself. And, you know, I think a lot of you feel the same way about who stood out and who didn't stand out. I told you on the last podcast people would overreact. And what has happened? Good God. There were a couple of people bitching. There was one guy in particular bitching so much during the game. I almost kicked him out of Sports Legends. I was like, dude, what the fuck, man? Shut up. God, it's the first preseason game. If you just want to bitch, stay the fuck home. We're not doing that. We're not taking that anymore. First preseason game. First kickoff, bad return, penalty, and then the offense marches right down the field. In the first preseason game, that's what I want to see. They got into the red zone, and they didn't want to show anything. They threw two fade passes to Mike Evans. Well, the passes weren't good. Just relax. They went right down the field. Okay, that's positive. Defense, let him go down the field. Vernon Hargrave steps up and gets an interception. First preseason game, you're getting your feet underneath you. You're getting the rust off. Don't overreact. I have no idea what the Bucks even did in their first preseason game last year. Why are you overreacting to what they're doing? Just let them prepare for the season. If you want to evaluate individual players, that's a different story. But don't overreact to one game for these players either. Unless that player is a kicker, and unless that player is Roberto Aguayo, then we will allow it.
Kamish, Aaron in North Dakota. Holy shit. God damn it. Aguayo, you fucking suck. You are an unbelievable pain in our ass. It is painful to watch you kick. You seriously have one fucking job to do. One motherfucking job. Kick the football through the uprights. You're being paid as a second-round talent millions of dollars to make a fucking kick. You can't tell me that the game changes for you, if at all, from the NCAA to the NFL for a fucking kicker. Pathetic. Time to cut our losses, literally and figuratively. So sick and tired of having to close my fucking eyes while Aguayo is about to kick the ball. I want confidence in my kicker, not angst. Seriously, Jason Light and Dirk Cutter, bring in another fucking kicker. Cut his ass. Get it over with. Bring in another fucking kicker to battle with Aguayo, to battle with Folk. I mean, seriously, I'd rather have Blair Walsh kicking than Aguayo. Hell, even Bada Brinza, we know about him. As far as the rest of the game concerns, it's preseason, so can't overreact. Jameis was lights out as always. Mike Evans is showing that he's a top three wide receiver in the making coming up this season, probably. Kind of surprised that Godwin only got one catch. Good to see VH3 getting his hands on the ball. What concerns me the most right now is a third string offense. Maybe the third stringers altogether, well, except for Riley Bulla. That kid looks like he's going to make this fucking team. That kid looks like he wants it more than anybody. Sucked that I missed the kickoff party. Looked like it was a hell of a good time. Reminded me a lot of the draft party. Can't wait to see what's in store for our next preseason game. So until then, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick. And Aguayo, bye Felicia.
And he has been released. And claimed by the Chicago Bears. Here's my perspective on Roberto Aguayo. I was in favor of the draft pick. Some of you say, you can't draft a kicker that high. You look back to the season before and the turmoil the Bucks had at kicker that led to some losses that season. Jason Light identified that as a weakness, wanted to get better, and drafted the most accurate kicker in college football history. I've seen the guy kick in person multiple times, and any Florida State fan, I think, can attest to this. There was something different about him as a kicker in college. I don't know what happened in the pros, but when you watched him, the ball would explode off his foot and literally go right down the middle of the upright every single time. I mean, I remember, whether it was in Tallahassee or here in Tampa when Florida State came down to face USF, Aguayo, watching him warm up, especially when we were up in Tallahassee, I remember this, It was almost like you were in awe watching him kick the football. And so when you thought that you had the opportunity to get a guy who could be a staple, and you look at some of the top kickers in the NFL now, and you say, man, if I could get that guy for 10 to 12 years and never have to worry about the position again, that's worth a second-round pick. Well, that's when you start to look at the statistics. Oh, well, his statistics got worse over the years. Yeah, but he was still the most accurate kicker in college football history. And don't think that the Bucs just drafted him on a whim. They did their research on him. But I guess you can't tell when a guy's just going to have a complete and utter mental breakdown. What I love most about Jason Light, and anyone that's critical of Jason Light, listen, tell me one general manager that bats 1,000 in the NFL draft. Tell me one that has never made a mistake. You'd be lying if you said you could. What I love most about Jason Light is he's willing to take a chance by trading up from the third to the second in grabbing guys. He did it with Ali Marpet, and that was one of the great moves the franchise has had over the last several, I mean, maybe the last decade, especially if Ali Marpet continues to progress the way he's progressed, and if he could become the center that I think the Bucs anticipate him becoming. Phenomenal pick. Division III player. So you want to say that trading up for a kicker was a risky move? Fucking Jason Light traded up for a Division III offensive lineman. Nobody's bitching about that. Some work out and some don't. But what I love most about Jason Light, and this is why he will get a contract extension with the Buccaneers, and he will continue to build a strong roster, is because he does not have the ego that some of these other general managers in the NFL have. This is why general managers get fired, is because they invest high draft picks into players, and when those draft picks don't pan out, and they don't. I mean, at least half of them aren't going to pan out. That's just how it is. The problem is that the egos on some of these general managers, they're going to stick with their guys, win, lose, or draw, because their egos won't allow them to cut the ties. When you realize a player is not going to live up to that standard or to those expectations that you have for them, and you continue to stick with them, they're going to lose you football games. You know what happens when you lose football games? You get fired. Jason Light said, enough is enough. With so much hype and so much anticipation and such high expectations on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season, they could not allow one player to be that deflating to the entire organization. And when Roberto Aguayo stepped onto the field at the end of last season and in that game on Friday night, he deflated the organization. He missed an extra point, he missed a field goal, and it was time for him to go. You have much more confidence in the safety of a veteran who has been there and done that. Nick Folk is going to miss field goals. But at least you have the confidence that he has been there and done that, that if he misses a field goal, it won't get in his head, and then he'll string together miss after miss after miss after miss. You don't have that luxury with Roberto Aguayo. And so I applaud Jason Light, a man who has drafted Mike Evans, Jameis Winston, Quan Alexander, Ali Marpet, Donovan Smith, Kevin Pamphill. I mean, the list goes on and on of these players, Vernon Hargraves, Noah Spence, of these players that he has drafted over the years. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a general manager that has hit on as many draft picks as Jason Light has hit on. And then the one early draft pick that he didn't hit on, he cuts ties with. You know, I respect that. I like that. You know, same thing with Austin Seferian Jenkins. No, he's just, it's not going to work. See ya. Bye, Felicia. Same thing with Aguayo. Bye. You're not going to hit home runs on every single draft pick. It's impossible. But if you have the balls as a general manager to admit your mistake and move on for the betterment of the organization and to help the organization win football games, which is the ultimate goal, then that makes you a great general manager. I mean, it's hard to control an ego when you have that much control over something that powerful. And Jason Light has parked his ego at the door and has said, I want to do what's best for the team. I want to do what's best for the organization. And what's best for the organization is not to wait for Aguayo to work things out. He's got to go. And by releasing him, it sent a message to his locker room that I got your back. I'm not going to allow one player to deflate the entire team. And I think with that one move, the confidence level for each of those players offensively and defensively went up. And if their confidence goes up, look out. Mark, the mailman, Lazy Dave. They continue to give us song after song after song. And after we all got to hang out together on Friday night, they saw the great Lou from Port Richey in rare form. And they decided, you know what? It's time. It's time that we devoted a song just to Sweet Lou. So here it is.
Lazy Dave and Mailman are going to give you stick carriers a fucking history lesson today. We're talking about a living legend that walks among us. If you don't know who the fuck I'm talking about, put your fucking stick back in your pants and listen up. There's a man up on the podcast who, when he speaks, his voice is fucking full blast. Poor Richie, the name is Lou. You're gonna need a new speaker when he's through. Now, if there was a drug they call Buckball, he'd shoot that fucking shit into his eyeball. He's a legend. Day one. Beat the pussies off a 20 Panther fan, son. He says bro. He says fuck. He advocates therapeutic minute in the truck. He's a super fan. Dude's locked. When he takes a shit, red and pewter's in the pot. There's a man up on the podcast. When he speaks, his voice is fucking full blast. Poor Richie, the name is Lou. You're gonna need a new speaker when he's through. Went to Ricardo's and I saw Lou. He ate more devil crabs than a goddamn hungry Shamu. He didn't wink. The man could drink. Rolled up on Sports Legends 847 wings. Sick carrier. He's fucking hung. Jesus borrowed loose sticks so we could swing it in the kingdom. Front and center. On the podcast. The other day, speaks softly, kissed his ass. There's a man up on the podcast. When he speaks, his voice is fucking full blast. And poor Richie, the name is Lou. You're gonna need a new speaker when he's through.
And carry the big motherfucking Woo!
Bucks Uncensored.
Cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Are we taking time or time out? I can't take the in-between. Asking me for space here in my house. You know how to fuck with me. I feel like
okay.
We're not together.
It's Bucks Uncensored. Justin Pulowski, the Commish. At Commish Online. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. JPulowski324 on Snapchat. Those are all the ways you can get in touch with me on social media. Got some Bucks takes we're going to get to, some animated ones. We'll have those in a moment. I do want to share, and I posted this on our group Facebook page last night. There's so much negativity and hatred in our world right now. And this isn't politics. I'm not getting into that. I'm sure there's other podcasts that are talking about that. This is a Bucks podcast. But there's been a lot of hatred and negativity within the Buccaneer fan base. And I guess that's expected. When we all come together as a group, we call ourselves stick carriers based on what Dirt Cutter said at the end of last year. People are going to throw out false statements relating to us, fake Twitter accounts, fake Facebook accounts, fake this, fake that, fake news. It's all going to be out there. I continue to urge you, and I had to delete a couple more posts over the weekend, I need to continue to urge you to just ignore and move on. You know what this movement is all about. You know what the stick carriers are all about. You don't need to defend what we stand for. Let our actions speak volumes. You know, for the people that are saying that we charge a membership fee, that, you know, we judge people on how, you know, are they fan enough to join our group? That's fucking bullshit. Okay? You know it. I know it. People are just trying to do that because people are going to try and continue to bring this down. What I have said for a long time now is this is beyond me. I could disappear and this is self-sustaining. Somebody else would step up and take my place and continue this on. You don't get over 4,000 members on a Facebook group page in just 2 months during an off season if something special wasn't brewing. This is special. This is what people have wanted, Bucks fans have wanted for a long time. There just has never been a centralized location for it. We're no bigger Bucks fans than anyone else. We're just tired of the people that go to games that treat it as if it's a museum. We want the most rabid of Bucks fans. We want the Bucks fans that want to get loud, that want to have a home field advantage, that when you pay for a ticket and you spend hundreds upon hundreds of dollars, you're going there to have fun, not just to enjoy the weather, which I don't even know why you would do that. The weather's horrible. But I digress, and I'm getting off topic here. But there's so much negativity and hatred in the world, and that has, in a microcosm, been right here locally. Bucks fans attacking other Bucks fans, just stop. Our Buccaneer fan base community as a whole lost a member that I wish I would have known better. But I do remember vividly conversations that him and I had at training camp. And usually it was during training camp. His name was Richard Zeller. And his daughter was always there. His daughter was, she's a stick carrier. I mean, she's loud. She wants to be loud. She was loud during all the training camp practices. I mean, that's what we're all about. And Richard passed away last week, leaving his family behind unexpectedly. I honestly couldn't imagine. And so a GoFundMe account was put together to cover expenses because funerals are expensive. And he died suddenly. It was just boom, gone. I guess from what I heard, they were getting ready to go to Bucks training camp practice in the morning. Next thing you know, gone. So to start a GoFundMe account in hopes of just raising funds to cover expenses, we can do better than that. They've already raised over $8,000. The goal was $2,500. We can do better than that. It's time that we look hatred and negativity in the eye and say, fuck you. We're better than that. We have over 4,000 people that are on our Facebook group page for the stick carriers. Let our actions speak louder than our words. When we come together for events and parties, I don't see people with anger in their eyes. I don't see people yelling and screaming at each other in a negative way. I see people that don't even know each other embracing each other, showing kindness and love. Love of their team. Love of sharing that excitement with each other. It's like a family reunion every time we get together. Well, we just lost a member of our family. So what are you going to do? Oh, you didn't know him? You didn't know him personally, so you don't have to do anything? Well, damn it. If I died, I would hope that even if you didn't know who I was, but just knew that I had a daughter that I loved more than anything in the entire world, that you would maybe have $5 that you could give to her. Don't give it to me. I'm trying to do my best to save money, but not everyone can. Do it for the children. Do it for the wife. Do it for a grieving family. $5. We've got over 4,000 people on our Facebook group page alone. 4,000. If each person gave just $5, fuck, don't go to McDonald's for lunch today. Skip lunch. Skip breakfast. Don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. $5. That's $20,000. $20,000 for $5, for you to give $5. I think this is an opportunity. I talk about unity. I talk about uniting. This is an opportunity to show the kind hearts that each and every one of you have, that I've seen. I've seen with my own two eyes. You know, people call me all kind of names. I've dealt with it my entire career. Anyone that has met me in person knows that I'm not what the perception by some is. Arrogant, pompous, whatever you want to say. I've grown a thick skin over the years. But when something like this happens, you bet my ass I'm going to help out and do what I can. I'm not saying you have to give $20, $30, $50, $100. I'm not saying that. I'm not even saying you have to give $5. But I've looked into most of your eyes. At the takeover. At the draft party. At the kickoff party we had on Friday. I didn't see anger. I didn't see hate. I didn't see negativity. I saw excitement. I saw happiness. I saw love. I saw family. Those were actions that I saw. Another action. $5. The link is, I've tweeted it out at Commish Online, and it is up at our Facebook page, the Stick Carrier Facebook page, the GoFundMe account. They're at, where are we at right now? As I am recording this Sunday night, we are at $8,460. I want to eclipse 20,000 by next week. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. I don't know if we can get there. That's $12,000 in a week. And that's not just the stick carriers. I just think as a community, could you imagine if we could, they were hoping to get $2,500 and we could give a wife and children $20,000, showing how close this Buccaneer family is, this Bucks fan base is? $5. There's nothing Richard I think would, I mean, well, there's, I'm sure, some things, but when it came to the Bucks, there's nothing he wanted more than, he just wants them to win. You know, just wants it, you know, can they figure out a way to get back to where they were and win a Super Bowl or just get back in the winning track? Most of you overreacted, well, not most, I don't want to generalize, but some of you overreacted to Friday night's first preseason game in a bad way. Just understand it's just one step. Jameis looked great. Mike Evans looked great. You know, some players didn't look great. Some people complained about the third stringers. Those third stringers aren't even going to make the team. I mean, you got to look at an offensive line that once you start to get to the backups and the third teamers, a lot of those offensive linemen are versatile offensive linemen. They're not going to keep all of them. So you might have a guy that in there in the second quarter that's not even going to be on an NFL roster. It happens. So don't overreact to the first preseason game. Let's just sit back and evaluate and see how they come out. After a week in Jacksonville, they're going to practice up there for a week and then play the Jaguars on Thursday night. We'll evaluate it again, and then we'll get ready for the first home game. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll have some big things, hopefully, in store for each and every one of you as the Browns will be the first home game of this season. All right, so you just heard that song, the Lou song, from Mark the Mailman and Lazy Dave. Mark the Mailman, Lisa, the 119 Boys. Who else was in this room? I don't know. I wasn't there. Probably it for best. They decided, so they were all staying at the La Quinta after the stick carrier kickoff party, and they decided, somebody pulled out their phone and said, you know what, let's just record the party a little bit. Here's the crazy shit that happens after stick carrier events if you stay at a hotel with these crazy bastards.
Winston going 9 for 99. My quarterback.
Where's my commission?
Justin, Lisa from Lakeland. What's up? It's Teresa.
You left us, bro.
Hey, it's 119, boys.
119.
And Lou.
Poor Richie representing, bitches. Woo! Mailman in the fucking house with our girl Lisa.
Mailman.
Yo, Justin, we got your Apple Crown Royal if you want it.
Come and get it.
We're holding it ransom, damn it.
You know where we are. Come and get it.
Woohoo! 119, man.
119.
119.
119.
119.
Hey, all together.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks. B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks.
Speak.
Yeah.
Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
What time was that at? 1, 2 in the morning? I'm sure the other folks there at the La Quinta were having a great time. Guys, I wish I could have partied with you. Sorry I wasn't there with you. But sounds like you had a great time anyway. That's microcosm of what we got, right? Lou and his wife, Teresa. Mark the Mailman and Lisa from... From Lakeland, 119 boys who didn't even know each other. They're a microcosm of the microcosm. The 119 boys didn't even know each other. They were just all season ticket holders in the same section and then became friends. That's what this whole community is all about. Not knowing anyone and then coming together for a like cause, for the same cause. For getting loud for our team, cheering on our team, providing a home field advantage, and hopefully rooting on our team to victory. This guy needs no introduction, although he has his own introduction.
I'm sure that you have heard the name Aldolfo, a ladies' man who wins a claim Aldolfo. Well, lovely miss, I am the same Aldolfo. I introduce myself, I am Aldolfo.
What's going on, Justin? It's Adolfo from Fort Lauderdale chiming in. What's going on, Jay, man? Listen, Kamish, you are doing your thing out there. First of all, big shout out to the stick carriers. Oh my goodness, seeing y'all all over TV, all over Twitter, getting shout outs from the coach. My goodness, you guys are representing real well for Bucks fans out there, man. I love it. I love the energy. I love the fire. Oh my goodness. But I gotta comment on the game, cause you know me. I'm all about the game. Let's do it. So pretty much, the main takeaway I gotta take from the game is running the ball and stopping the run. I see that might be an issue going into the season. Hopefully it changes. But just what I saw from this game, I feel like our offensive line isn't getting to their linebackers quick enough. At least that's what I saw. They're getting open lanes and stopping the running backs right away. They're getting open shots at the running back. It wasn't like amazing tackles or amazing plays by their defense. They're just getting open lanes, which means that the offensive linemen aren't disengaging from the defensive linemen fast enough to get to the second level. For some reason, they're just not getting to the second level. I'm sure Mike Smith knows much more about that than I do. But just from looking at it from an outside perspective, yeah, their linebackers are just coming up and blowing up the play. Now, on the offensive end, that's actually the complete opposite. So, when people are running against us, I mean the defensive end, when people are running against us, their offensive linemen are getting to our linebackers and covering them up, and that's really all it takes. Maybe that's just the defensive linemen trying to make a play at the wrong moments and exposing the linebackers. That's what I took away from it. But once again, I'm sure Mike Smith knows that much better than I do. Anyways, that was my biggest take from the game. Besides that, Winston just has to be a little bit more precise in a few of those throws, and we got a lot more points on the board. Especially on that Mike Evans drop on that first down. It was behind him. He tried to make an amazing catch. He's got to reel that in, but it was behind him. So I got a lot of fire we came out and played with. I like this guy, Bullock. I know it's mainly from Hard Knocks and just seeing his fire, but I like the fire he plays with. I definitely hope he makes the team. I'm rooting for him. Vernon Hargraves, oh my goodness, what a pick. And Kamish, please keep that thing up, boy. You are doing your thing, boy. I love seeing everybody on TV. Woo, woo, woo. Sorry I did it so long. I tried to wrap it up as much as I could. But go Bucks. Go stick carriers. Carry that big motherfucking stick, y'all. Let's go. What a season. Here we go.
Aldolfo, always good having you on. Good you got a job, too. I know that's always a scary time, so I'm glad everything worked out for you there. Haitian Bucks fan. Hello, Haitian Bucks fan.
What up, Kamish? This is Haitian Bucks fan. I'm sorry I was not able to make it to Sports Legends tonight. I wanted to, although I really wanted to, but the wifey told me that if I fucking go to the stick carrier shit again tonight, you know, I need to spend some more time with the family. Like I told you, the daughter's moving to Texas, so I need to spend some time with the family. I'm still watching the game, though. Vernon Hargraves just got an interception. You know, I started chanting, B-U-C-C-A-N-E-R-S, go Bucks! I'm doing my own sick area thing at home, you know what I'm saying? I'm whipping my big motherfucking sick, you know, whipping all those fucking Bengals fans, telling them, you know, fuck you, the stick carriers are here, we're here to stay. And I'm so excited for these sticks, for this season, Commish. It is playoffs or bust. I'm telling you, I'm tired of being in the basement of the NFC South. We have enough talent this year to take over the NFC South, and I know we're going to do it. I believe in this organization. I believe in this team. I believe in Jason Light. I will follow the light. I believe in Jameis. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. As always, I'm going to leave you with this. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Oh, okay. A little laughter in there. Always a little scary, but also intimidating, I guess. Speaking of intimidating, BJ.
Justin, what's up, stick carriers? It's BJ from Tampa. Yo, I had a great time Friday night at Sports Legend Bar and Grill, hanging out with all my fellow stick carriers, man. Rooting on the team. Dan McGuire. Glad he's gone, though, man. Time for a change. Good times as always, man. Can't wait to do it again with everyone. As always, speak softly and carry a big mother stick.
What? All right, BJ, we'll see you soon. We'll have more events coming up. Take the next couple of weeks off, though. Speak softly. Let's get our voices back. Jim's up next with us. Hey, hello, Jim.
Justin, it's been a while since I talked to you. It's been a few months, but I just wanted to give you my take on the game that I saw tonight. MVP of the game? Vernon Hargraves, of course. Loser of the game, Roberto Aguayo. Bye-bye, son. Our backup quarterback position is a dumpster fire. If Jameis goes down, we're done. Our second and third string D look terrible, especially the rush D. The second and third offensive line look pretty decent. Actually, the entire offensive line, I thought, looked pretty good. The running back play was absolutely atrocious. But my big question is this. Where was O.J. Howard? Where was Noah Spence? Where was Beckwith? Where was Justin Evans? This is what I think, Justin. I honestly believe that the players that are on this team, that are going to make this team the best that it can be, are names that we don't necessarily know yet. Speak slothy and carry a big motherfucking stick.
These will be names we probably learn as training camp goes on. But no telling what Jim was alluding to there. We go from Jim to James. Oh, okay.
What's up, Justin? It's your old buddy James from back in the Bucks Blitz days. My son and I are on our way home from the game Friday night. It was a fun time. I mean, it was a loss, but it was a preseason loss, so it is what it is. We escaped with no injuries. But let me tell you, man, I counted about 10 or 12 stick carrier shirts. There was somebody holding up a stick carrier sign. We were chanting, you know, people were walking through the corridor, you know, screaming to speak softly and you know what. So it was a good time. And tell you what, the highlight of my son's day was Gerald McCoy and Swaggy both came over and autographed a mini helmet for him. He was real excited about that. Hargraves came over. Justin Evans came over. Ryan Smith came over. You know, they signed a few and then had to go away. So, you know, my son didn't get the opportunity to get one of those. But he was real excited to get Gerald McCoy. He was a real cool guy. We sat right next to some Hard Knocks cameras there for a minute. But yeah, man, it was a fun time. Lots and lots of Bucks fans. I was surprised, but wanted to send you in my Bucks take. I told you I would. So making good on my promise. You know, keep doing what you're doing. The stick carriers are growing nationwide, man. So with that, we're going to go into this. Speak softly.
And carry a big stick.
Nailed it.
You did, James. Good to hear from you and good to have a buck steak from you. What? He said 10 to 12 stick carrier shirts in Cincinnati. Folks, this is for real. This is for real. We are all doing this together. You know, we are uniting. We're going to come together, and it's going to be overwhelming to these other teams. We are now, you know what always sucked was when other teams' fans came into our house. And it's just like, there was just nothing we could ever do about it. Now, not only are we taking our house back, but guess what we are becoming? We are becoming the other team's fans. It's finally gone full circle. And I am so fired up about that. Brian Glazer saw somebody in the stands with a stick carrier shirt. I forgot. I think it was Alan was his name. Tweeted a bunch of pictures, posted a bunch of pictures. Brian Glazer sees the shirt, walks all the way over from the bench to the stands, points at the shirt. He's all fired up about the shirt, took pictures with these guys. The Bucks are fully embracing the stick carrier movement. And why not? I have said for a long time now, we are stronger as a fan base when we come together. We are stronger in numbers together. That includes the Bucks. The Bucks know that. They can't isolate themselves. It's all got to work together. And if we all work together, you talk about strength in numbers. You'd be hard-pressed to find a number stronger than what we could end up possessing. Locally, with the organization, nationwide, worldwide. Tori's up with us. Hello, Tori.
Yo, Commish, Stick Carriers, what's up? It's Tori out of Bradenton. Man, I just got one thing to say to Robert Aguayo. I'm so motherfucking done with motherfucking Robert Aguayo. Thank God he is motherfucking gone. He is off this motherfucking team. He can stop giving me motherfucking headache. I'm so sick and tired of going in when this motherfucker get out there to kick. I'm closing my eyes. I swear to God, I close my eyes and I'm praying on my knees praying. I don't pray, but I got on my knees to pray. What the fuck, man? God damn. All right, y'all. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick.
Tori, good to have you as well. That's going to do it for the Bucks Takes for this one. Hey, do not miss HBO Hard Knocks Tuesday night. It's the second week of training camp. So we'll see. None of the teases have alluded to the stick carrier. So I don't know. I don't know if our takeover is going to make it on to Hard Knocks. But obviously it has made an impact. National media has taken notice. I guess they were talking about us on ESPN radio the other night, which is fantastic. The local media begrudgingly has taken notice. Not going to mention any more about that. They can do whatever they want to do. The Bucks have taken notice, and I think each and every one of you has taken notice as well. It's a fun time ahead. Big, big, big plans for us to celebrate together for home games and away games. So stay tuned for those. Wednesday's podcast, we will... God, do I want to... The question is going to be, do I want to record Wednesday's podcast late Tuesday night after Hard Knocks? I'm debating that right now. I might do that so that I can talk about what happens on that episode, and then the next podcast will come on Saturday. So Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, three times a week, the Bucks Uncensored podcast is available to you. You can subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. I did have somebody ask me today, I don't do this podcast thing. How does it work? Very simple. The podcast addict or the podcast app was already on my phone when I got my phone. You just click that app, search for Bucks. I believe Bucks Uncensored is the first one that comes up. You can search Bucks Uncensored as well. Then once those pop up, you just click subscribe. And then on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays at noon, the latest podcast will automatically download to your phone. and then you listen to it whenever you want. You can pause it. You can play it. You know, it's on demand. If you need the podcast before noon on each of those days, just go to joebucksfan.com. They've got it available for you, and there's nothing crazy. You can hit the play button right off their website. So a couple of ways for you to listen to the podcast. Always, you can interact with me on social media. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram is all at Commish Online, although I don't use my Commish Facebook page really at all. I interact with each of you on the Stick Carrier Facebook page. And honestly, my personal Facebook page, I try to keep to close family and friends. So if you have sent me a friend request and I've denied it, that's just because I'm interacting with my aunts and uncles and whatnot. You don't want to see all that, okay? So, but I do interact with everyone on the Stick Carrier Facebook page. So go ahead and sign up for that. We'll interact there. And then if you want to interact with me on Snapchat as well, it's JPulowski324. We always end each podcast, with the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter. He started the movement when he said these words, but I like to play them, of course, in a much, much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Mm-hmm. She does. And we end with two words. Those words are nailed it. Yes, nailed it. Nailed it.
Show.
P-U-C.